A few years ago, before Barack Obama, as he was running for president, he wrote a book called The Audacity of Hope. I thought it was very interesting that Bright Star, at this moment in time, after 49 years, wanted to talk about hope. And especially in these horrendous times in which we live, where people with power is trying to tell a lie about things that have happened. That'll make you not want to have any hope. You see, hope is to have an expected end, to expect something to happen, something good to happen. You have an expectation of hope. If I had the time, I really would like to take, I would tell you about how the woman with the issue of blood, I preached that this morning, the reason why she was able to stretch out and touch the hem of his garment is because she had some hope that something would change when she touched the hem of Jesus' garment. The problem right now, Congressman Brown, that we have with the church is the church has forgot where their hope comes from. Where we have lost our power and we don't believe we can make a difference anymore. But let me just remind you, the church is the beginning of hope. But we're not the first time that we've been in this situation. I think that sometimes we think that we've never been here before, because you realize only 47% of people right now are going to church. And you know, some black folks got things confused thinking that Black Lives Matter is church. No, Black Lives Matter is not church. Church is church. Hello, somebody. And just because you don't see some churches operating in the power of God, don't get that twisted. The power, and there is still some hope in the church. But here in Acts, this is the beginning of the building of the kingdom of God, on the foundation that Christ is the solid rock on which we stand. Here there is the church celebration going on every day. They was going to temple, to church, every day. Let me say that one more time. They was going to church every day. We get upset when trying to go to church twice a week. We got a problem going twice a week and don't have no, you used to have 5-day revival. Then they went down to 3-day revival. Now you just better have 2-day revival. Because we don't understand how important it is to go to church. I know there's so many things you got to compete with. Got to compete with the casino downtown. Come on, somebody. Some folks go to the casino every day, but won't go to church once a week. I know you got to compete with. You got some folks got to work 2 jobs to make ends to meet. I understand. So it's hard to fit church in there some kind of way. I understand that. But listen, let me tell you, church is still important.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
But we got to have a church that got some power in it.
Come on, come on.
See, when the church loses hope, then people lose hope.
Yeah.
See, this man had been lame all his life.
Yeah.
And only thing he went to the church for was to get an offering.
Yeah.
I wish he had some help in here. It's good. You need some money. Everybody needs a little change.
Yeah.
So things won't be strange. I understand that. I know, you know, people always wonder why I charge for this particular thing. I charge because I'm valuable. Let me say that one more time. I charge because I'm valuable. You may not think I'm worth something, but I know I'm worth something. I know my time means money. But if you just go on to church and get a little offering, that ain't gonna do. You need to be able to go to church that got some power. He was going to the temple gate every day. And inside of the church, understand this, they were preaching. Inside of the church, the choir was singing. Inside of the church, the deacons was praying. But he never went inside because he thought his only help would come if he stayed on the outside getting and begging for some money. Because the church had forgot about him, because the church forgot about where their strength comes from. So they was just going through the motions. You can't just go to church because that's what you do. Lord have mercy. I knew I was going to step on some toes here. Don't go to church just because you've been going for the last 49 years. You need to go to church. I need to hear a word from the Lord. I need a touch from the Master. I need to get my life in order. So I'm not going to the bar. I'm not going to the weed man. I'm not going to the whorehouse. I'm going to the church. So I can keep my mind right. He went there to beg for an offering because he figured the church folk had no money. Yeah, we got some money. Don't get that twisted. It's all right. We need to have some money because we got to take care of the church. And he was evidently. He was making a decent living begging from the church folk. Do you know some folks don't mind you begging? Some people would prefer you staying dependent upon them. Oh, I know you don't hear what I'm saying. Some people like you to have to come to you. Like they want you to come to them to ask for some help and some favors. To make them feel better. Yeah. Well, I can't stand for what they're really calling. You think that I need you so I can do what I can do. That's the boy that really gets on my nerve, River, huh? You know, if you think that you are making somebody, then you are messed up in your mind. You know, you don't make Reverend Hunter. Reverend Hunter been here. He don't be here whether you here or not. I'm gonna be here right with him. I wish he had some help right there. I know that's a little hard to take because you thought if you was to catch me out, this church ain't gonna run. Christ God can't make it without me. Well, then that ain't no church. That's a call. Let me tell you, I told your house today, I will not be there next Sunday. And if your house falls out because I'm not there one Sunday, I'm not a good pastor at all. There ain't about one person. And there he is. He went to the church so he could be a beggar. And people were glad. They were comfortable with him being in beggar status.
Yes, they were.
Yeah, they like that. Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like being taken for granted.
Come on.
Hello, somebody. And I tell all the parties that don't just take us for granted. That's what I love. Well, I won't say that, but isn't it nice to know that somebody who's seeking office will take the time to come by your church? Because they ain't taking you for granted. That's what you want in a person. Yeah, this man, he is there banging every day, and ain't nobody asked him to come in the church yet. Ain't that something? Every day they go in worshiping God and they ask the man to come in. You know why? Because they lost their hope. They was dependent on their own traditions. to keep them going. We got the best preacher. We got the best hooper in the world. Our preacher can out-hoop anybody. Hooping won't send you to heaven.
That's right. That's right.
I know I don't have no heaven today. That's all right. Let me just tell the truth and say the devil. We got all the status quo people. All the big wigs. The councilmen and the mayors and the elected officials, they come to our church. But you know what? They need God. Just like the janitor needs God. Everybody, it doesn't matter what your status is. When you come to the church, it's not the status that makes the church. It's the power of the anointing of God that makes the church. You better believe I'm looking for some elite business rich people to be a part of Sure House Baptist Church. I need some millionaires to be a part of my ministry. Because I got $1 million ministry. Let me make that crystal clear. I'm looking for Zacchaeus who went up in the tree, who had a lot of money, and said, let me give some money to the poor. Give it to me, Zacchaeus. Let me be clear about that. But don't get that twisted, because that doesn't make the power of the church. As he stood at a beautiful gate at the church daily, here comes Peter and John. Now let's say this, Deacon Shivers, this ain't the same Peter and John that Jesus called from the fisher banks. This ain't the same Peter and John that was arguing about who was going to be the first in charge. This ain't the same Peter who denied Jesus three times at the cross. This ain't the same Peter and John Jesus had come back to and say, are you going to feed my sheep? Do you love it? No, this Peter and John had been with the Holy Ghost. They'd been in the upper room. They had been filled with God's Spirit, and now they're on a mission to transform the church. You know what they're doing? They're bringing hope back to the church. So, this is what I love about it, Reverend Hunter. They didn't go and start another denomination. They went right back to the church they came from. You know what I'm so tired of hearing, Sister Hunter? I can't grow at that church because it's too traditional for me. I can't get nothing out of that. No. Go back, and if what it ain't, you make it what it needs to be. You don't have to start all over. That's an idiot that wants to start all over. Build on what you got. They went right back to, you hear what I'm saying, Brother Brian? Right back to the dead church. They got up that morning and said, we don't need to start a new work. We don't need to start a new denomination. I don't need to become a new bishop. There's a church right up the street called Beautiful. Let's take the power of the Holy Ghost that we got right up to the street to the church called Bright Star. I don't go nowhere. Go right back to the church. And when they got in there, they was full of the Holy Ghost. They was speaking in tongues, all that. They was ready. And they were so much ready, before they got in the building, they started ministry. Because they know ministry is not connected to the building. But ministry is connected to the power of God. That's why we can make it through a pandemic. And we don't need a building to worship God. We get on Facebook. We go on the parking lot. We can get on the telephone. Whatever it takes, as long as we're not a forsaking of the assembling of ourselves together. Ain't no building. You know we need a building. It ain't in a building. as they got up there, Reverend Carter, the man was waiting. He saw they had something going on. And he said, oh, they got some big money. Yeah. They got a glow on them. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah. You know, when you go places and it seems like the begging man always comes to you. He bypasses, you know what I'm talking about, Terry. He bypasses three other folks. You watch him. Don't ask nobody else. You think you in the clear. And here you come. He gonna pee all up in your face. Why wouldn't you in the face of them other people? Because you look like you got some money that you want to give me. That's how Peter and John look. They look like Deacon Shivers. Like you got some money right now. Look like you want to give me some right now. That nice suit. They look like brand new money. Yes, sir. That's how they look, Rip Carter. So he said he was waiting to get a grip from them. And Peter, I always like to say this, Peter and John, they didn't say they didn't have no money. They didn't say they was broke. They just said, we don't got no money for you.
For you.
People think that the preacher need to be broke. Oh, Peter don't need to be broke, Sister Cookie. Give the preacher some, that's why we give Brother Pastor some money. The preacher needs some money. Ain't nothing wrong with giving the preacher no money. You don't want a broke pastor. Broke pastor can't do nothing for you. Y'all ought to be shouting over here because I know he gave y'all some money. It's the only thing y'all waiting for him to count his anniversary money. To ask him for it on the day. You don't want no broke pastor. Silver and gold right now, but what can't be better?
Phillips. I didn't say in the name of Phillips. But in the name of Jesus. I didn't even say in the name of Congressman Brown. But in the name of Jesus. Rise up. Rise up. Rise up. And one. To be radical with Jesus. He's a radical Jesus. Because the man looked at Peter and John like they was crazy. I wish I would get up. I ain't getting up. I don't care what you say. I don't care how you say it. I don't care if the organ is playing. I don't care if Brian Head is singing. I'm not getting up for nothing. That's how some of y'all feel right now. I'm gonna let that Negro keep on preaching. You know, preach this till he ain't got no breath, but I'm not getting up out of my seat. You know what Jesus did? Well, the Peter guy said, listen, give me your hand. Get yourself up. He grabbed him by the hand and made him get up in the name of Jesus. You will get yourself up today. Today is a day of hope. Today is a day of salvation.
Lift up our older, our senior people in our community.
Come on,
more
come on, yeah. Come on.
Black folks are the only folks that want to throw away the wisdom of the seniors.
Say it.
That's
yeah.
a crazy thing.
Say it, Brad.
We need their wisdom, their insight, because they have been where we're trying to go.
Amen.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
So happy Father's Day, Dr. T. Kavnis and Bishop Mason Phillips. Those are my fathers. Spiritually and naturally, I love you.
Luke chapter 15. This is a familiar set of scriptures, so I'm just going to read two parts of chapter 15, verse 17, and I'm going to go jump right to 20. I'm just going to read a little bit of both. And when he came to himself, everybody said, when he came
to himself.
And in verse 20, it says, and he arose and came to his father, but then he was yet great way
Everybody say his father.
His father
saw him.
Saw him.
His father.
His father
saw him.
Saw him.
You can be seated this morning, and I'm going to preach this Father's Day message. He came to himself.
Come on.
And his father saw him.
Come on.
You know this story. This story of a loving father. Many people like to call it the prodigal son, but it really is a story of a loving father. Now, let me be clear. Nobody, we can never comprehend how and who God is.
All right.
God is too big.
That's right.
For us to be able to put him in our minute, finite mind.
Come on, come on, Ram.
We will never understand all of who God and the
issues
of who God is. That's what the Bible says. His ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts.
That's
never be able to comprehend the bigness of God.
Yes.
But here in chapter 15 of the Gospel of Luke, we get a glimpse of what God the Father is like.
Wow!
It ain't all who God is, but we just get a glimpse of what a father is like from Jesus' perspective.
Woo!
You know, this story, you understand, this story is a parable that's being told by Jesus.
Yes.
So Jesus is saying, this is what a father is.
Yes.
This is a glimpse of, so you can get a hint of how my daddy is. Yes. I want to give you just a little peek
Just a little peek.
Of what it means to be a loving father.
Yes, right. Amen.
This father loved so much when his child came to him and said he needed some money, he gave it to him.
Yes. Come on, Red.
Y'all sure you ought to be shouting right there.
Yeah.
Amen.
They didn't have to hassle him for child support.
Right.
They didn't have to find, you know, he didn't come bring money every now and then. Let me tell you, fathers, when you make these babies, you have a responsibility. You know, you may not stand along.
Yeah.
Y'all may never get along.
Never, never.
Y'all won't see East, y'all are different than East and West.
Yeah.
And night and day. Y'all can't stand each other.
Uh-huh.
But for whatever reason, y'all liked each other enough to make a baby.
Yeah, that's right.
And when you did that, you have a financial obligation to take care of your child.
Wow. Wow.
Nobody ever had to tell me to take care of my children. I took care of them because I wanted to.
Yeah.
You know why? Because they were my children.
That's right, that's right.
Even out of what I had as a teenager, I stopped playing all sports so I could go get a job.
Their job.
So I could buy a baby crib.
That's right. And some pounds.
That's what you're supposed to do.
That's right.
That father, when his son came to him for some resources, his father gave it to him.
Hey, right there. Right there. Right there.
Yes, he did. And let's be clear, he didn't have to give it to him.
That's right. That's right.
Because he was already grown.
Yeah.
Did you know, Brother Ron, I'm sure you have this experience. Sometimes your grown children needed you more when they grown than they was when they was kids.
Yeah. Say that again, Ram.
He was showing up grown.
Say that again, Ram.
And his daddy and said, Daddy, I need you to cut me off my portion.
Amen.
Yeah.
He didn't have to do it.
Yeah.
He wasn't obligated.
Yeah.
He wasn't under no authority.
Yeah.
He wasn't even dead yet.
You
know what I'm saying?
That's right.
That's because the son, be clear, the son was asking for his inheritance.
Woo!
Inheritance comes after death.
Yeah. Yeah.
Daddy was yet alive, but the son wanted to treat him as if he was dead.
Woo!
And give me my money.
Give me my part now.
And the daddy didn't deny him.
He's a daddy.
He didn't deny him because he loved his child.
You're a real dad.
Ain't nothing wrong with taking care of your child.
Amen.
Now, in the Bible, y'all know what happened. He went out, took all that bread with his irresponsible self. The Bible calls it riotous living. When I was a kid, I wondered, what is riotous living? Then when I came of age to do riotous living, I knew what it was.
Yeah.
So I don't have to explain it to none
riotous living.
Strange.
I wanted to say this on Friday, but we didn't have a lot of time. But I wanted to give a lecture about why it is important for us to go to church. And I tell you, it's strange to me, Rodney, that folks are scared to come to church, but they'll go to Walmart.
Woo!
Okay. Scared to go to church, but you'll go to Red Robin.
Yes.
Applebee's.
Yes.
Longhorn.
Yes.
Come on. Outback.
Uh-huh.
The Capitol Grill.
Woo!
Chucky, what is it? No, Cheesecake Factory. You know how I know that? Because I've been there.
That's the Cheesecake Factory.
I've been all in, and we up in there in droves.
Yeah. Yes,
we ain't praying about it.
That's right, that's right.
Some of y'all even going to the bar. But we won't go to the church.
Wow.
This is what we'll spend all our money on riotous living.
Yeah.
But we won't take the time out to give a one day a week.
One day.
Just one day a week.
One day.
To come and give God some praise. We know wow. We'll be in the bar 6 days a yeah. week, but won't come to church one day a week. We ought to come to church.
Yes, no.
He spent all his stuff. He got broke.
Yeah.
And I know what happens to broke folks
yeah.
who are living righteously.
Uh-huh.
You know what goes on. Y'all been in them houses. You been in the parties where your money ran out.
Whoa.
Your friends ran out.
Whoa. Everybody goes.
And you try to share.
Uh-huh.
You were sharing your old stuff. You were sharing your dream.
Right. Yes.
Sharing your righteousness.
Oh. No,
right.
Look.
You had it. But no, when you got broke, when you went to go get some of what you were sharing, nobody had nothing to do.
Yeah.
Child, I didn't change.
Yeah.
Why I did it.
you got to let me in up in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I got to be a servant.
That's right.
My father got to take me back.
Got to take me back.
Let me just tell you. Come on. You have been living out in the world crazy.
Yeah.
Living righteously.
Yeah.
Don't know which way to go.
Yeah.
You heavenly father.
Yeah.
He is still waiting on you.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.